Cecilia Shalingova was born on 24th December 1916 in Kriva in Orava, the mountainous region of northeastern Slovakia. Now, she was one of 10 children born to Pavol Shalingova and Zuzana Panikova. From an early age, the children acquired a sense of responsibility and of sacrifice from their parents, and above all, a deep and practical faith. Now, Cecilia attended the local elementary school from 1922 to 1930. In 1929, the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity of the Holy Cross arrived at Cecilia's parish, and the presence of the order helped her to see that God was calling her to religious life. She was particularly impressed by the sisters' unconditional love and disciplined lifestyle. In 1931, when Cecilia was 15 years of age, she went to the mother house of the congregation in Pudenajske Biskupice, accompanied by her mother, to ask permission to join the order. However, before her entry into the novitiate, in 1936, she was sent to nursing school and then took a specialized course in radiology. On the 30th of January 1937, she made her first vows and received the name Zenga. Now, Sister Zenga was remembered by her sisters as a person who lived continually in God's presence, both in prayer and work. She once wrote, "I want to do God's will without paying attention to myself, my comfort, or my rest." She demonstrated love and compassion to everyone, and was always ready to serve, especially sick hospital patients. Now, her first nursing experience was in the hospital in Humene, near Ukraine. In 1942, she was transferred to the hospital in Bratislava, where she continued work in the radiology department. Now, in 1948, while Sister Zenga was in Bratislava, the communist regime began. As a result, and until 1953, the Catholic Church was deprived of all rights and her members persecuted. During this period, prisoners were sent to the hospital to receive care, and even priests were among them. One day, Sister Zenga understood that one of the priests, accused of being a Vatican spy and of betrayal, was going to be shipped to Siberia where death would be awaiting him, and so she acted at the risk of her own life. She slipped sleeping pills into the guard's tea, allowing the priest to escape. After he was free, Sister Zenga went into the chapel and prayed, "Jesus, I offer my life for his, save him." It seems the sacrifice was accepted. Only a few days later, Sister Zenga attempted to smuggle 3 priests and 3 seminarians out of the country and was caught, arrested, and thrown into prison. Now, she was tortured by guards as they tried to force her to become a spy for them or to share the names of her accomplices. Now, before her court appearance, she lived in a cold and windowless cell. She was interrogated and suffered many humiliations, including being brutally tortured by the police. She finally received a sentence of 12 years in prison and 10 years of civil rights deprivation. The torture that she underwent left her body mutilated and her right breast torn apart from the continual kicks by the police, and breast cancer soon set in as a result. She soon was admitted into a prison ward of the Prague Hospital in 1954, where it was amputated without anesthesia. And yet, with all this suffering, Sister Zenga clung to hope. "Do not be afraid to suffer," she said. "God always gives the necessary strength and courage." Now, from 1952 until 1955, Sister Zenga was transferred from one prison to another. She accepted torture and mistreatment with great humility, but most difficult of all for her was being deprived of the Holy Sacraments for 3 years of her imprisonment. Now, it soon became clear that her health was declining rapidly. Rather than allow her to die in prison and seem a martyr to the people, officials released her. But Sister Zenga's suffering didn't end when she left prison. She had already learned that her fellow sisters saw her attempts to save the lives of priests as acts of disobedience. The sisters had been ordered not to resist, and Sister Zenga had been slandered as a renegade. Sadly, her mother house also said the same, and this bride of Christ, who had offered her whole life to him, found herself homeless and dying, abandoned, because she had been faithful to God's law. But finally, Sister Zenga found a home with her friend Apollonia. Now, Sister Zenga would immerse herself in prayer every day. Once, her friend Apollonia asked her who she was praying for, to which she answered, "Well, firstly, I am praying for those who have tortured and humiliated me. I am praying so that God would soften their hearts to stop them from repeating of what they have done to me." Only a week later, on the 31st of July 1955, she was taken to the hospital where she died after receiving the sacraments. Just before she died, she looked to her friend Apollonia and said, "Forgiveness is the greatest thing in life." She was 38 years of age and is remembered as a true martyr of the faith. Now, Sister Zenga was later pardoned by authorities and declared a martyr by the church. But this martyrdom was only possible because of her willingness to make small sacrifices and be obedient in small things. Blessed Zenga Shalingova, pray for us.